mean not to know this, but hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and will the Valley have a new superstar in their portfolio after the NFL draft? We will discuss starting 6 a.m. tomorrow on Arizona Sports.
All right, look, it's always a good day to talk to Darren Urban, senior writer for azcardinals.com, but especially today, Wolf, on draft day, day one, first round, potentially a huge draft for the Arizona Cardinals and the direction of the franchise. Darren, thank you for the time. How's it going?
I'm doing good. I hope you're doing okay, Luke. I understand it's been a rough couple weeks for you.
It's true. I'm using the NFL draft to distract me from all the hockey stuff. And you know what? The Cardinals are doing a good job of distracting me, because having the fourth pick in this draft, it allows them to go in so many potentially different directions. One of them is obviously taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Where do you start with that fourth pick and what it could potentially do for this team, Darren?
Well, I mean, we know all the options that could potentially be on the table. But, I mean, if you take a player like a Harrison that you plug into the offense and gives you what everybody expects to be this amazing offensive weapon right off the bat, I mean, I think we liked what we saw from the Cardinals offense down the stretch last year as they settled in with both Kyler Murray at quarterback and what we saw Drew Petzing really wanted to do with the offense and Trey McBride and all those things, and adding another piece to that can only make it better. Now, again, you've still got other things you need to help and boost with this draft, including on the other side of the ball especially, but it would be a huge deal. And, you know, it's one of those – and whether it happens or not, I don't know. I do know that if that ends up being the pick, you have this unique confluence of a position you need, a very talented player to fill that position, and also what the fans seem to want. There's a lot of win-wins there, but for me, I'm not ruling out anything else, because we've seen what Monty could do. And again, like he said last week, you know, if somebody walks up to his door, knocks on him, and gives him an offer he can't refuse, then why would he refuse it?
Yeah, very interesting the way he is proceeding right now, and I think it's brilliant the way he is proceeding right now, because once again, if you're going to wait till you're on the clock to actually take offers, you're going to get team's best offers. There's not going to be a lot of room for negotiation right there. Having said that, right now, what is your percentage? What percentage? Where are you, Derb, in regard to saying they're going to trade or stay? Where are you on that?
All I can go, Wolf, is by what all these other reports are. Because to me,
sure,
as much as it's going to be up to Monty on what he wants to do, it's actually more about what the teams that would want to come up would want to do. And how do you know that until you know what guys have gone off the boards 1, 2, and 3? So that I struggle with that mightily. If something goes not how people are predicting, and the Patriots somehow, whether it's the Patriots or somebody else, J.J. McCarthy goes 3 or something like that, and all of a sudden Drake May's on the board, that just opens up a whole different world than if J.J. McCarthy is that fourth quarterback, or Michael Penix or Bo Nix or whoever it might be. So, I mean, if things stay chalk and things go the way everybody seems to be predicting at this point, which would be Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3, then I think ultimately the odds seem pretty heavy to me that you would stay in that spot and you make that pick, just judging what everybody else seems to be going on right now. But again, I've gone into drafts before thinking things are going to be a certain way, and then they certainly do not go that way.
We're talking to Darren Urban. Darren, 6 picks in the top 90, as you well know. They also have a second pick tonight, too, that 27th pick. I know you can't like predict what players are going to be there, but do you have a sense of what positions they might be targeting there?
I mean, it's really hard to tell. You look at the positions that you would think they would give the most priority to, the defensive positions like edge and cornerback. You know, I would have put a defensive tackle there too until they went out and spent what they spent in free agency. That said, you know, somebody, the great Pete Prisco, my former, my fellow ASU alum, tweeted out this morning that, you know, go get an offensive lineman if there's somebody you really like early, because there's going to be a drop-off, and there's only so many humans in the world that can be that big and block in the NFL. And we all know that that's a position that both Monty and JG like to look at. So would I be shocked if it was an offensive lineman at 27? I absolutely would not be.
So, I'm sorry. I got to turn my microphone on. Sorry about that, Derp. You know, so you wouldn't be shocked, you said, if it was an offensive lineman at 27.
No, just because of how important they are. I mean, if I had to, which of course I would never do, Wolf, I would never lay money and bet on it. But if I had to, it still seems like a defensive position makes a lot of sense there because of where their needs might be and who might be on the board.
Yeah.
And that still might be more likely, but I'm not going to rule out an offensive lineman, no.
Yeah, okay. So can I ask you, Derb, in regard to positions, how would you rank the positions of need for the Arizona Cardinals? Because Monty Ossenfort has made it very, very clear that they do draft for need.
I would still say for me, edge would probably be number one, wide receiver two, cornerback three, right now, and then probably interior offensive lineman four. That's how I would kind of see it. Now, there's no edge rusher in this class that makes sense at four.
Yeah.
So that changes the equation a little bit in terms of who you might take. But you know, as many edge guys as they've collected, they just don't have that difference maker right now that I would think they would love to try and get.
Darren, we're talking to Darren Urban. You know, every year you always have the conversation of, oh, this could be such a big draft, and maybe the biggest draft ever, and this and that, and how important is this offseason? But this year, given where they are now, year two with Monty and JG, and so far pretty good returns on that first draft class, and considering they have six picks in the top 90, in your mind, just how pivotal is the next or are the next few days towards the overall direction of this franchise for the next few years?
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious. And, you know, I had asked Monty that question last week, and he gave the right answer, which is it's really important, but so is every draft. And after all the drafts that we've been around for a number of years, we can tell the impact when the drafts don't turn out well. It does impact you down the road. So I don't know if this one is any more important than others, other than the fact that because of the draft capital that they've collected and how many picks, as you mentioned, that they have in the top 90, they have a chance in theory to get the better players than maybe having to wait. That being said, the draft is a crapshoot. I mean, if you get, even with this amount of nice draft capital, if you end up with three really good players in a draft, you've hit a home run in a draft. And I will say that if we're 5 years down the road and they come up with three really, really good players and the other 11 all, or the other eight all bust, I'm still going to see this as a successful draft class because you got three really, really good players. And they won't all, the other ones wouldn't all bust probably. But I mean, that's where you come to is you got to be able to get a certain number, but it's not going to be all of them. And that's why Monty likes having lots of picks because you get more chances at finding those three or four really good players.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Darren, I know you got a busy day. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.